Australia's biggest arm wrestle. We're going to talk about it. Hello, Brunca. Hello, good evening, everyone.
Here we go.
Another hot topic tonight, Novak News. We're going to talk about rents, big taboo topic that's still going on at the moment, and any hot tips we can give clients and tenants in how to, you know, best secure a property, why the rents are going up, all our theories. Yeah, it's a good one tonight.
Always to talk about the rent and rental market is always hot topic, and there is always some special things.
Definitely. We have 16 rental properties for rent out of a huge rent roll at the moment. Not big numbers.
Not at all. Not at all. But we're still not in winter time. Winter is usually when we have much more rentals than summertime, and still is nice weather, still is a good time to move and to rent, and properties are going very fast. Good properties and properties that are correct rent, they're going very fast. And going for higher rent than we did it last year, year before, for sure.
Yeah, so we are still only able to do one rent increase for current tenancies per year. But what we're finding is that during that time, the 60-day notice period, tenants are reevaluating their situation, and the increase is just not viable for some people, so they are giving notice.
Yeah,
due to the increase.
Yeah, they are looking what's their budget, rental budget, what they're getting for the current rent, what they're paying, what's the condition of their property. We learn, we just spoke about it, we learn during the COVID that people stayed at home more, and even now people staying at home more due to increasing in everything from petrol, food, everything. People do spend more time at home now, and they want to enjoy their home and want to enjoy justify rental price that they're paying.
It's true. And if I'm an owner and I want or expect $100, $150 per week more, tenants are finding little things within the property that may not have irked them at that lower rent, but now they're reconsidering, you know, why don't I have a dishwasher? Why can't I get aircon? If I move somewhere where I do have those things, I might pay a little bit more, but I'm getting something out of it.
I will have a more luxury things, or will make my life a bit easier.
Yeah.
That's true. If you own a property, it is worth it to renovate and to look after your property and put some extra, invest in your property to get it back after. For sure, it would be higher rent, and it would be rented easier.
Yeah, rented quicker, less days on market.
Yeah, less vacancy.
If I'm an owner though, and I want to increase the rent annually, I've got a whole year to sort of plan ahead what I want to do with my property. So during that time, I've just gone through this process with the whole bylaws and strata and putting in an application. That can take time. So if I'm looking at achieving maximum rent and my property is not quite there yet, I would, as a tip, be putting in those applications to strata now, having those bylaws passed in for major renovations, and having it ready. So then when you do expect to impose something bigger, you have those things in place so you can do the bathroom that you've been putting off for 15, 20 years. That's going to garnish you, you know, a better tenant and more rent. And just those cosmetic things, even like LED upgrades, new blinds, all the things, you've got that whole year to plan before you put the increase into effect.
Yep.
And sometimes the tenants, you know, if you're honest with them and that's your approach, they are happy for you to also do the work around them, you know, the lighting, yep. the blinds, maybe floorboards, you know, all this dialogue you could be having without just, you know, shooting the bullet, sending out the increase and then getting that notice back that they're moving out, and then you've really got to do it, you yep. know.
And all that improvements are tax deductible as well.
Yep. Yep.
What is great.
Yep, definitely, definitely good in that sense. What else were we talking about before? About the, we've got a couple of properties in Corduroy that are original, and we have increased those rents reflective of what most two-bedroom apartments are renting for right now, and they've stuck around longer
than expected. That's right. They sit on the shelf because regardless that the rent is going up and current market value in that area for two-bedroom unit is between 750 to 950,
yeah, that's fair.
Depend of the condition of the property. You still even cannot rent a two-bedroom unit original condition for 700.
Yeah, that's scary. I thought easy 700 by the beach, lock-up garage, big balcony, all those things you would expect.
Great size of the unit
and big,
as well.
Yeah, and then double brick.
Clean, double brick, like has a all quality thing when you're looking at it, but it doesn't hit the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's the modern aesthetic isn't there. You've got the old 70s veneer kitchens, you know, a lot of wood, and
basically,
yeah, need a bit of Botox, a bit of filler,
and it's really good.
Yeah, and look, they don't have a dishwasher. That's huge for a lot of tenants, you know. And it's not like the owner wouldn't put a dishwasher in, but I guess if you're just scrolling and you're looking at two-bedroom apartments and you're going through your hit list, you'll be like, well, this has no aircon, this has no this, this has no that, you know.
Sometimes it's not even easy to adjust the kitchen, you know. Even if the landlord wants to put a dishwasher, it's not easy because its original kitchen has not
that space. Yeah, it's true.
And it's not possible to install it, you know. It's not just more than one cupboard and it's fine. It's just not space.
Yeah, and they did make them smaller back then. The bench space is smaller, everything's a bit smaller.
Or more corners, and it's just not possible.
You know, another thing tenants ask me about as well, which is funny, the bin drawer. That's apparently a game changer in your kitchen when you've got a drawer for your bin, yeah, and it's all concealed in, you know. No bin in the corner of the kitchen. No. I would never have thought that would be, you know,
important.
Yeah. People don't want their rubbish on display anymore. We got spoiled.
Probably because it looks more tidier.
Yeah.
Without bins out there, yeah.
Minimal lifestyle. So out of all our rentals that we do have for rent, we do have low stock. In comparison,
that's right,
of years ago, for sure.
Yeah.
But the tenants that we are finding giving notice, would you say most of them have had an increase?
No. What we're actually finding out is that a lot of our tenants are buying their own property, what is great.
Yeah.
And we are so happy for them. Congratulations to all our tenants that got to that point where they can own their own property and, move to their own place. It's some percentage that they're moving due to their job changes, so, you know, because rent is too high. Also, we're finding out that couple that used to rent two-bedroom unit now renting only one-bedroom unit because lots of people going back to office to work, and they not need any more home offices and to pay extra $100 just because of that. They spend not they going back to office. They not need the extra space.
Yeah, we're going back to downsizing again from the, you know, the three to the two to the one.
That's right.
Yeah. And the home study, although still appealing, like you said, if you're going back to work.
No need the more space.
Yeah.
Extra space. What was a couple of years popular and it be needed now is not that more important anymore.
Yeah. Are you finding people are offering more for rental properties still?
Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much because they know what's the market value for the properties. And I think when they see the price, what is around, but also they're not offering less.
No.
Not many people offering less.
Yeah, because of the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they. I think that tenants are now know what they want, what they budget, and they just are going for the places that is for them.
Yeah, suits them best.
Suits them best. Ticks all the boxes what they need.
Yeah, it's not easy. That's for sure. You know, looking at that, you know, realestate.com every Saturday, every Wednesday. Not easy, but you know. You know, we do have lots of people, lots of friends that you can call, and you know, if there is something that you're looking for that we might not necessarily have on our books, we can certainly recommend, you know, other agents as well, which we do a lot of work with, especially also relocation agents. We've been using those quite a bit lately,
yep.
Which is another interesting thing.
That's right, because there are lots of people from overseas coming back. And with the company paying their rent, and they are looking for bigger properties, more luxury properties, and that's going really fast.
We just need more stock available, don't we? And then that will help out with the rents, I'm sure. I can't see the arm wrestle, you know, going either way at the moment. We don't know who's going to win. There's no winner and there's no loser as such either, but it is a constant battle, isn't it, for us?
It is. But look, every property find a tenant. We find a tenant.
For sure.
We have a home for every single tenant, for people who is looking for a place. Please come to our office. We do have some great properties. We do put lots of people on our database where we can let them know in the future if they're looking for something and if something comes up, you know.
Yeah, and we're always here for a chat. Come in, have a coffee, have a bottle of water, whatever you might need. Grab a list, grab our OFI, and we can certainly try to help the best we can. A property that'll suit you and your financial budget and that bin drawer, whatever it is you want.
Happy to help.
Yeah, that's
happy
it.
Happy to help. Conversation, and we would advise all owners to, if they're thinking about increasing your rent, if they think that their property is for rent renewal, please pick up a phone, give us a call. We are happy to talk to be. As we are tenants ambassadors here, and we can let you know what tenants think, and also we are here to protect your assets too, and not to have your place vacant and to lose some income. We're here to help you to increase your income.
Definitely protect the asset, and you know, the likelihood, if it's in a unit, we manage many units in many blocks, you know, we can compare rents with current rent, what rented yesterday, what's renting, you know, what will rent might be in the future, you know. It's all very fluid, and you know, we do have a lot of experience behind us in being able to price property, not just in DY but Northern Beaches, you know, bound. So yeah, give us a call, come on in.
That's right.
I think that's everything.
Yep.
Yes.
I think it is.
We'll see you in another 4 weeks with another
Thank
hot topic.
Yeah.
Have a good night, everybody. See you later.